Hi, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm your host, Hitemi Woods. I'm reading an episode from the books I wrote and talk about it or anything that pops up in my mind. Today, I'll read an episode from one of my books titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode I'm gonna read is called Become Successful. This is about my late grandmother's subtle manipulation. Become successful. My grandmother on my mother's side was a funny, smart, and lively person. I loved her because she was quite opposite to my grandmother on my father's side, with whom I lived. Every time she visited my house, she brought me a gift. It was almost always a biography of a historically famous figure, such as Mozart, Beethoven, Marie Curie, and so on. All biographies I had were from her, and she provided most of my knowledge about successful people. As a child, I sensed somehow that she expected me to be one of them in the future, because she had 5 grandchildren, and I was the only one who constantly received biographies from her. In spite of her silent, subtle guidance, I haven't become any important figure, so far anyway. That was today's episode. My grandmother on my mother's side was a kind woman, not a strict person, but she loved to control someone. It was almost her hobby to try to control something, someone, anything. She just couldn't help controlling something. And I think she believed she could. She was able to control anything because she was such a confident woman who thought herself she was smart, wise, because she was since she was very young, she was always the the smartest student in any school she attended. So she had that unshakable confidence that she was the smartest person in the world, I think. She never bragged anything. She was humble. She was humble. She was not arrogant. But I felt her confidence every time I was near her. So, although she never bragged herself, she thought she was confident to she was smart enough to control anything. And actually, she controlled my mother's life, and she picked up and decided my mother's spouse, that was my father. Every route my mother took, every decision my mother made, was from my grandmother's instruction. So, in a way, it was easy for my mother because she didn't have to make any decisions. She didn't have to decide anything by herself. She just all that she needed was to ask my grandmother what to do. And my grandmother told her what to do, and she followed it. That was my mother's life. It was my mother's life, but at the same time was my grandmother's life. My mother lived my grandmother's life. And I can easily picture her, how she had controlled my mother's life all the way, because after my mother got married with my father, and she had her, and she had her own family, she often called my grandmother for her instruction, even if those things are trifle, small things. She asked my grandmother's opinion about him, and called her to ask her what to do. And she did exactly what my grandmother told her to do. So my grandmother loved controlling, but not pushy. She never pushed me anything. So I don't think she tried to control my life. Not my mother's. She controlled my mother's life, but not mine. Instead, she implied somehow by bringing me many, many biographies of historically famous persons. So my knowledge about successful people was all from those biographies, that is from my grandmother. In a way, my grandmother taught me about famous, successful people. And by bringing those biographies, as a child, I sensed that she tried to tell me what to do to become successful, tried to teach me how, and wanted me to be a famous, successful person. And from one point, I felt a slight pressure when I received one of those biographies. And I felt like I needed to be famous and successful one day in the future, because apparently my grandmother wanted me to be. And she didn't tell me directly, but through those books, she tried to show me how to become one. But I felt pressured, of course. But in those days, my dream was to be a singer. And I think I wanted to become famous someday. But I didn't think I would be, even if I could become a singer in the future, I wouldn't be the one that life was worth written and published as a biography. A singer who is worth written in a biography sounds like huge, doesn't it? So, unless I discovered something undiscovered, or found something really unknown to the world, I wouldn't be registered in a biography. Once I have sung in front of my grandmother, casually, I sang a popular hit song of that time, and my grandmother listened to me. And then she said, you should become a singer one day. And she also, as a control freak, she called my mother and told my mother that she should make me a singer. Make me become a singer. My mother laughed it off and shrugged off and just heard her as a joke. But my grandmother seemed pretty serious, and I didn't realize that, but I thought when by the time my grandmother told me to be a singer, I had already wanted to be a singer. So I don't think she controlled me in any way, but I don't know, maybe I was. What if I had been her mind, under her mind control or something, and unknowingly or unconsciously, I chose this career as a singer-songwriter. What if I was also controlled. My grandmother was scary. But unfortunately, I didn't become someone who was important enough to be registered in a biography. And I haven't been there. And also, most likely, I will not be the one in this life. So, if my grandmother had been still alive, she would have been so disappointed at me because all those gifts as famous persons' biographies didn't work on me, and I didn't become one. I didn't become successful. So, it was lucky for her not to see the outcome of my life. And when my grandmother passed away, there was a message of condolence from her great-grandson. And in that message, he said that although he said, although my grandmother kept talking to him to be a doctor or minister in the future, I didn't become either, he said. In Japan, there is a saying like doctor or minister in the future. 末は博士か大臣か。This means this saying is for child who is promising, who looks promising or hopeful outlook. And grown-ups often tell that kind of child the saying, partly as a joke. And as it turned out, my grandmother persistently used that saying to her great-grandson. Which meant at some point she gave up on me and moved her hope to her great grandson. And she changed her horse carriage. And wanted her great-grandson to become successful because I think, I suppose she somehow noticed or realized that I had no such outlook anymore. And that great grandson of hers became a jockey of a horse racing. But he thought he didn't live up to my grandmother's expectation. And that was why his message was like that. And as for me, I became a singer, all right. But no one will ever write a biography of my life. So I also betrayed my grandmother's expectation. But as I said, she was she was so fortunate that she passed away without seeing this dismal result of my life, so to speak. Well, this is that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Hidemi Woods. I hope you come back soon here and join me again. Until next time, take care and be well.